The new commander-in-chief might also be called the new developer-in-chief. President Donald Trump brings years of building and construction management experience to the White House. So what might that mean for the federal real property portfolio? We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Even before President Donald Trump settled into the White House, his name was already on a building in Washington. The Trump Hotel, along Pennsylvania Avenue, was once the old post office pavilion. Kevin Kosar, a senior fellow at the R Street Institute, said that's an example of taking old federal property and trying to make something of it. So he wouldn't be surprised to see Trump work with Congress to do more of that, although that's easier said than done. When it comes to federal real property, there's not one law to follow.
Gosh, there's a whole tangle of them. There's the statute which can have properties designated as historic. There are statutes, environmental statutes about if a building has, you know, if there was any sort of chemicals being produced in the building or used in any significant way, which require the buildings to be kind of cleaned of all those sort of stuff and the surrounding lands to be cleaned of all that sort of stuff before the building could be sold off. There's the requirement that buildings be offered to organizations that serve the homeless population before they can be sold off. There's all sorts of stuff in there which makes it very difficult to dispose of federal property.
Is this one of those cases where is it really all that good of an idea for the federal government to get rid of its stuff? And have people just been adding on law after law to prevent it from happening? Or was it all in good faith and all of a sudden we just have this big knot of laws that are in place? Like you were saying, like if it needs to get patched up because it's leaking something disgusting or it's needed for this or that.
Yeah. It's the aggregation of good intentions. It's happened over decades. And there are also some who are philosophically of the view that government should have property, and that the property is, it's a wonderful thing for the government to have it and to maintain it and to make it available to the public for some sort of purpose. And so there's a kind of twitch response to selling off government property. You'll hear, people cry out, oh, that's privatization. Oh, you're stealing away property from the people collectively and giving it off to some rich developer. So the class card gets thrown. So the politics can be a little peculiar, to put it mildly. Yeah. That certainly happens. And of course, any member of Congress can jump into the fray and kind of gum up the disposition works if it's a piece of property they have an interest in. They can push an appropriations committee to drop language into an appropriations act, which says this property can't be sold off, or that before this property is sold off, we need to have a study done by the Government Accountability Office or some such thing like that.
Is construction and federal real property a front burner issue, or is that something that's going to be put back for a while? Or would a president be more than likely to designate that to somebody else?
Yeah, I think different presidents coming in are going to have different levels of interest in the topic. And I would say of all the presidents we've had in the last 20 or 30 years, I would think Trump would be most interested in this topic. Again, because he has experience in developing a federal property. And also, the whole spirit of his campaign has been that you got to get government out of a lot of the stuff it's been into. Mm-hmm. And, there's clear data showing that the federal government has properties it doesn't need. Mm-hmm. It has buildings it doesn't need. And it's spending money to keep them up. And Trump wants to cut government spending. And so trying to do something to take these buildings and properties off the books, off the federal ledger, mm-hmm. It just kind of fits with where he wants to go. And he also campaigned as a guy who said, well, we need more infrastructure work. We need to make more beautiful things and put the hard hats to work. Mm-hmm. Well, this could be a way to do that. I mean, if you sell off a property that's been sitting there vacant and wrapped in a chain link fence for two decades to a developer, well, guess what? You're going to create some jobs. Mm-hmm. So I'd be shocked in the first year if Trump did not move to do something to unload federal properties.
That was Kevin Kosar, a senior fellow at the R Street Institute. If President Trump does start making changes in the first week, the Associated Builders and Contractors hope it involves Executive Order 13502, use of project labor agreements for federal construction projects. In a January 10th letter from ABC and roughly a dozen other building and contracting groups, they asked Trump to replace the executive order with previous mandates under President George W. Bush. Here's Kristen Swearingen, the Vice President of Legislative and Political Affairs at ABC.
We have told anyone and anything that will listen to us that, you know, especially the PLA executive order, replacing and rescinding it is our number one priority. We haven't been met with any opposition, but no one's, you know, flat out telling us that they know what executive orders are going to be gone on day one. But everyone I've talked to is now familiar with project labor agreements, so we're at least hopeful that that it's on their radar.
Does infrastructure and building, is that on the front burner for an administration, or will we not see any kind of action towards this until later on down the road? Or does nobody know? Because here we have an incoming president who does business in building and construction and that kind of thing.
Well, and that's why, you know, our members are hopeful that he'll understand our issues. He used 22 ABC members on the Trump Hotel. He understands construction. He understands real estate. So we're hopeful that he'll understand that we have these issues. He has said that infrastructure will be part of his plan in the first 100 days. And all of these issues pertain to that. So, you know, I'm hopeful that our issues will also be on his radar in the first 100 days.
That was Kristen Swearingen, the Vice President of Legislative and Political Affairs at ABC. Tom Owens, Director of Marketing and Communications at the AFL-CIO's Building and Construction Trades Department, said his organization was not in agreement with what ABC was proposing, but the current executive order is pretty much inconsequential anyway, since he could think of only 8 federal-funded construction projects that used a PLA. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Find Meredith's story and all of our transition coverage at federalnewsradio.com.